According to the source, this is a true story. It goes like this. John, a Sydney University student, was hitchhiking about 100 kilometers north of Brisbane on an unlit country road and on a very dark night with a severe storm, raging thunder, lightning and torrential rain. The night was rolling on and no car went by. The storm was so strong he could hardly see any more than a few feet ahead of him. Suddenly, in a flash of lightning, he saw a car slowly coming towards him, and it stopped just a few feet from where he stood. John, in the dark and driving rain, desperate for shelter and without thinking about it, got into the car and closed the door. There was nobody behind the wheel, and the engine wasn't on. The car then began moving slowly. A little terrified by the sudden movement, without obvious human interaction, John was thinking about jumping from the moving vehicle. But the storm was getting worse. Here was a safe haven from the tempest, of sorts. He looked ahead of the road and saw a corner approaching. Scared, he started to pray, begging for his life. "Do I jump?" he thought. When suddenly, just before the car reached the corner, a hand appeared through the window and turned the wheel. John, in the dark, with only the flash of lightning and paralyzed with terror, watched how the hand appeared every time the car came to a corner. After a while, John saw the lights of a pub down the road. So gathering strength, he jumped out of the slowly moving car and ran to it. Wet and out of breath, he rushed inside and asked for 2 glasses of beer. He then started telling everybody around him the horrible experience he had just been through. A silence had enveloped everybody when they realized he was crying and wasn't drunk. About 5 minutes later, 2 men walked into the same pub. They were also wet and out of breath. Looking around and seeing John crying at the bar, one said to the other, "Look, Bruce, there's the idiot that got into our car while we were pushing it."